This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, you guys got a lot of comments. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let's get back to this. One American News just highlighted. Folks, do you see how I get frustrated? That means I'm laying this to heart. You know, because you know that the Lord, when you're not valiant for the truth and you don't lay it to heart, you know the Lord judges nations for people like that, right? He judges the nations of people because they don't lay the issues to heart. Also talks about it in the book of Amos. Just read that. Reading the small prophets again. I've told you until I'm blue in the face that it's your said government. Your said representative government. Remember, you're the government. This is your reflection. Taking responsibility. That's what we do here. What I want you to hear, friends, it's your said representative government committing the act of treason by alluring the illegals in. Just last week, we had numbers of up to 574,000 illegals coming into America, being allured into the United States of America by every single state, every governor of our union. No one's opposing it. Nope, they're doing this right in the face of the people. You can blame Joe Biden all you want to. He's just the fall guy for what you tolerate. That's true. Yesterday I did a show, and 329.5 million people let him do it. That's exactly right. But let me go over to this. To add insult to injury concerning the illegals coming into the country, I do want to stop right there because earlier this week I also told you that when the illegals come in, they're going to bring their culture with them, and they're also going to bring their crimes with them. We're seeing more of this day by day. I just highlighted a video of an individual that came from Mexico, and he went to New York, and he just assailed her sexually right on the streets of New York. And I'll tell you what, all you folks out in New York, you better get busy because it ain't happening to our women here. I can tell you that right now. But again, who's responsible for alluring them in? That is treason. Article 3, Section 3, look at U.S. 8, Section 18 of Federal Code. It is treason. Matter of fact, now that I'm talking about it, many of you people out there may have seen where John Schneider, I'll get right back to my point in a moment, but you all just seen where John Schneider was under Secret Service investigation, we were told. For what? Calling for the hanging of Joe Biden. And so what I did is I did an article. I reached out to John really quick and wanted to see if he wanted to jump on the radio with us. And he's indisposed for another month here, and he can do whatever he needs to do. But I told him, I said, it'd be great to get you on the radio and to share with the people as to what's going on and why it is that you called for the hanging of Joe Biden. We all know why he called for the hanging of Joe Biden. Why? Because he's committing the act of treason. Folks, do you not realize that the act of treason carries the penalty of death? And when you look at treason itself, Article 3, Section 3, what does it say here? I want you to see this. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Well, who's giving them aid and comfort? That's treason. Why are they handing your country off to illegals? Well, because it's judgment. Because you don't listen to the message that I'm giving, it's going to fall to you to your condemnation and your own demise. Because it's a scriptural message. It's a scriptural message. That's what I'm giving you right now. This isn't the sort of job people apply for, let me tell you. But again, let me go back to this. Why is John Snyder, Beau Duke of Hazzard, being investigated by the Secret Service? And then I highlighted the fact that they're investigating the wrong guy because, again, the penalty of treason is death. And we can clearly see that within state statute and federal code. So why are Americans acting like this is something way out here for John Snyder to say that what he is doing deserves the penalty of being hung? I mean, it just shows you how ignorant the people in this country have truly become. And that's really the truth of the matter. And I also highlight in this article as well, friends, where if the Secret Service was actually doing their job, they would be investigating and calling in the DOJ concerning the crimes of Biden and his criminal administration. And this isn't something that's brand new, friends. This has been going on for a long time with the Bidens. And remember, back in 1988, he was kicked off the presidential campaign trail for plagiarism, lying, using other people's speeches. Isn't that crazy? No, he really was. He really was doing that. So, anyways, I wanted to highlight that, and then I'll get back to what we were just talking about again, and concerning what's happening and who's alluring these illegals into America. You ready for this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check it out. One American News, California to expand health care coverage for, they're calling them not illegals, they are illegals, but undocumented migrants in 2024. I want to show you something with this too, friends, and bring about the correlation, because it was something that I had brought up years ago concerning the fact that these people have been spending a lot of time trying to convince us that we need to have the illegals come over here, when in fact that's not true in any sense of the word. And I told you time and time again, the only reason they want the illegals to come here is because they want the illegals here because they don't have the numbers of support that they want you to believe that they have. They don't. We're going to stand there on Judgment Day, and the Lord's going to look at you and say, I told you that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's called the great deluder. He's a deceiver. He deceived the whole world. Okay? And the only way he's going to deceive you is when you keep your eyes off of the author and the finisher of your faith. The Lord's going to say to you, how many times did that punk on the radio, my son, tell you they did not have the support that they wanted you to believe that they had? This is the one thing the bad guys are scared to death that you're going to figure out. Americans, 329.5 million people, now the numbers have increased because of the illegals coming in, military-aged men, an occupying army. But I've told you over and over again, their greatest fear is that you're going to figure out that they don't have the support. 329.5 million people are scared to death of less than, ready for this, 1.7% of the population. And how do they get away with it? Through their lying narrative. They want you to believe they're a lot bigger than they really are. Man, Bradley, you say it all the time. I know. But have you been listening? Have you been listening? We don't take counsels from our fears, right? We take them from the counsel of the living God in whom we fear. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this really quick, friends. What's happening is all these illegals coming into California. You're paying for all of this. Let me show you how this works really quick. And I'm going to play this. Folks, they're using your money against you. That's all they're doing is they're using your money against you. This is how the power to tax is the power to destroy, our forefathers told us. Look at all these tax dollars that me and you are working for. Folks, I don't work 8 hours a day. I work until I'm done. And it's usually probably 12 to 16 hours every day. And it's been like this for 25 years. Okay, and I'm not asking for your sympathy. I'm just letting you know that I work hard for what we have, whatever that may be. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they're taking that money. It's sickening everywhere you go. Tax for this, and your tax for that, and then your tax for this, and then you got to pay a tax increase on that, and then a tax over here, and then another tax over here. It's like, whoa! Wait a second! Who gave you the power to tax me to death? They are riding our backs and they are using that tax money to control us and to override us. That's what our forefathers warned us would happen. That is what is happening, Americans. They're using our money against us. You know, I'm humored when people talk about, you know, state-funded this or state-funded that or government-funded this or government-funded that. It's like there ain't no government-funded jack. There's no state-funded jack. That's all people, taxpayer money. All of it is. And look at your federal government taking it and creating omnibus bills and supporting your sworn enemies both without and within. Well, let's go over to what's going on within right now. I want to stop right there, and I want to say this. I want you to understand, friends, I do not have a problem with people coming into this country that are seeking asylum, that are here to assimilate. I have a problem when they come in here illegally. Big time, I have a problem with that. Let's look at this report and see what's going on in California, and we'll go right back to over to old Gavin Newsom, the communist himself.
Insurance to undocumented immigrants.
Undocumented. See, playing right along semantics.
People between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal. CDSA's Rocío
Domínguez takes
a look at the new law and how immigrant rights advocates are reacting.
Immigrant rights advocates called the expansion of health care for undocumented immigrants a major milestone.
See, they're playing right along these useful idiots are.
In California.
Advocates for immigrant rights are celebrating a monumental victory in the fight for more inclusive health care.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. Again, I think it's really, really important to...
Okay, so it's a big campaign to really, again, browbeat you into submission because they want, the media wants you to believe that they're talking for you. They're not talking for us because we're not talking about people that have come in here legally. We're talking about those that have come into this country illegally. Again, that is an act of treason. If you try doing that in their country, folks, you go to jail for 3 years. Did you know that? Plus, you're fined. Why are they coming in? It's right in front of your face. California to expand health care coverage for undocumented immigrants in 2024. I want to give you a little back end story to old Gavin Newsom. You guys remember about a year and a half ago when they called forth a recall on this criminal? That's what he is. He's a total criminal. He's committing the act of treason just like the rest of them are. Do you remember the recall came down that California had, listen carefully, they had 250,000 more votes than what were needed to remove him? And I knew the mainstream media was going to come in and they were going to use the media machine to convince the people that Gavin Newsom is staying because the people want him to stay. There ain't nobody in their right mind that wants a Gavin Newsom to stay. It's the same thing happening in Minnesota. People loathe Tim Walz. He's a sellout. He's a Judas to himself. Hey, folks, you have to understand that when you commit the act of treason, or you lie, or you sell the truth out, whatever category that you want to put that in, you do need to understand in a soulish matter, and it may just happen in a natural matter as well, that's an act of suicide. That applies to all of us. Proverbs 19:9 comes to my aid. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And if you look at 21 verse 5, go all the way down to the end of the chapter in Revelation, liars will have their part in the lake of fire. These people think that they are above the justice of God. And again, they're merely being used by God to chastise and to judge a nation. And again, they think somehow or another that doesn't include them. But look what's happening here. Did you know that during that recall of Mr. Gavin Newsom, the little communist in California there, did you know that during the time of his recall that the individuals that came across into America, they migrated legally? Did you know that they received over 150,000 votes of those that migrated into California? They wanted the removal of Gavin Newsom, too. Why? Because they want what you have, Americans. They want what you have. Nobody in their right mind. That's why foreigners see your said representatives for who they are. Because they act like the countries that they fled from to come to America to find asylum. I did a church 3 weeks ago in in Minnesota here in the Minneapolis area, and in that area will come back into my mind in just a moment here. But I did a church, not to St. Louis Park, and when I did that church at the end of the service, a foreign lady stood up and she was crying, and I said, "What would you like to say?" And she said, "I just want to tell you, you in America don't know what you have." She kept saying, "You in America don't know what you have. We fled our country." She came from Europe. She said, "We fled that country to come into America." and we see your representatives acting like those that we fled from. Absolutely, Orrin. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. See, and that's, by the way, Orrin just said it's time for citizens to arrest. No, it's time for our said representatives to do their job and to bring forth the articles of impeachment. And if they're not going to do that, the American people need to take their government back. And I'm talking about lawfully. When you look at provision found in the Declaration of Independence, it's far, far gone concerning what our forefathers would have ever put up with in a million years, friends. But see, look at January 6th. That was the message that if you stand up against us, we'll throw you in jail. We'll just create crimes. That's exactly what they did. But instead of bowing to this, friends, this is where the American people should have arised. I'm sorry, should I say it this way? They should have rose to the level of expectation concerning what our forefathers bestowed upon them by our Father, which is in heaven. I want to make one more point. We're going to change topics here. I wanted to say a little while ago, remember when I was talking about how less than 1.7% of the population is using the mainstream media, along with corporations and this fascist dictatorship. It's interesting how they try to bolster their numbers, how they try to make themselves a lot bigger than what they really are. 329.5 million people in this country are being beguiled by less than 1.7% of the population. But they're continuously blowing themselves up to be a lot bigger than what they really are. Kind of reminds me of Wizard of Oz. If you remember in the Wizard of Oz, remember that little show that you watched when you were a kid and that old man was behind the big scary face to control the people? But remember little Toto went back there and pulled the curtain back? I'm that little Toto. I pulled the curtain back. And I'm here to tell you, friends, the only thing you have to fear, and it's a filial fear, is your God, your Father in heaven. In obedience to him because of what he did through his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary and shedding his blood as the propitiation of the sins of the world. But this is what I wanted you to see. This is the other article I shared yesterday, and I want to share it with you today. Again, this guy doesn't know his left hand from his right hand, but he's talking about future Democrats of America. FBN guest says, Dems using border crisis to import their future margin of victory. In other words, I'm saying this to you again, Americans, the bad guys do not have the support that they want you to believe that they have. That's why they're bringing the illegals in. And I can rest assured a good portion of these illegals that are coming in right now, folks, though they're bringing their crime with them, once they start to get a taste of what you have, they're not going to want to lose it. But I can tell you prophetically what's happening in your country, friends. The mainstream media, along with corrupt politicians, are creating domestic insurrection. They're creating a civil war. I shared yesterday, are we as far gone as the Germans in the 30s? And I brought up a quote by that of none other than a former Führer wannabe, Karl Deunitz, who said that it was the politicians that brought in these disgusting crimes and they created the war. Who was it? Well, it's the same thing with Machiavelli, friends, if you remember right. Machiavelli was destroyed because the people allowed their said representative government, a republic, by the way, do whatever they want to do without consequence. And at the end of the day, they destroyed themselves and they all went down with the ship. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows made that decision on Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law. to ensure that candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot, are qualified for the office they seek.
Bello says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6, 2021, and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Trump's team has argued the former president incited nothing that day and was only participating in free speech demonstrations that got out of hand. Netflix has discontinued over a dozen of its TV shows in the current year, including titles like Shadow and Bone, Glamorous, Agent Elvis, and Lockwood and Company. Even the mystery series 1899, which achieved a five-week presence on the Netflix Top 10 chart, faced cancellation. Notably, 5 out of the 14 canceled shows were animated. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks, GC, and I've seen that. I appreciate that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, I just looked down, and I don't get involved in a lot of the media conversation. But I just looked down a moment ago, and I just noticed somebody said Bradley doesn't agree that it's going to take an armed revolution. And I just said, okay, don't put words into my mouth. I never said neither here nor there. I am one that seeks a reformation, like I'm a preacher that seeks redemption. And if that is your stance, where you want to create some sort of armed insurrection, go for it. Go for it. That's your deal. But don't put words into my mouth, because nobody's on the front line more than this ministry. You can rest assured of that. Alex Jones ain't got jack on this ministry. Go ahead and go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You want to talk about bringing fruit forth as to who we serve in this ministry, go ahead and check it out. Okay? But again, don't put words into my mouth. I'm all for the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. I just had Sheriff Mark Lamb. We just played some stuff from him last week, had a conversation with him, stay in touch with him. Just had Richard Mack on a week and a half after that. Just had a couple, a senator and a state representative last week, pushing them harder and harder to do their jobs, and I'm talking about the representatives. But I'm not the guy that's going to do anything illegal. Just ain't going to be me. But here is the other thing. Don't put words into my mouth. We can't. Bradley just won't admit that I'll take an armed revolution at this point. Well, then you go for it. Have fun. See ya. Matter of fact, if you want to do your own show, go ahead and give me your URL, and we'll watch it. Okay? You tell me how that goes. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I can tell you this, I'm not the guy that's going to put up with unlawful activity, neither. That's what we've been standing against since day one. Nor are we called to overthrow the Constitution. We are not. We are called to overthrow the men lawfully. Lawfully. That violate that Constitution. That's why we have provision given unto us. That's why I continuously bring up the articles, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. That's why I continuously press our said representatives to do their job. And yes, I agree with you on a certain front that many of these men, they are sold out. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're too cowardice. They're capitulators. Yep, I get it. But that doesn't mean I have to break the law in the process. It just doesn't. If I have to be Elijah one day standing on that hill because I've been there before, all by myself, just like Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, I'm okay to be that guy. But it's going to be in his strength. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Period. Okay? And I will defend my family. Okay? Now, if you have any common sense, you would understand that, number one, I'm a public person. Okay? And I'm not that stupid to go along with that narrative. And the other thing is, also knowing we had a caller in just the other day, we also know that we have people on live chat trying to create conversations and narratives that we are not feeding into. They're trolling. Okay, so listen, I've been down this road 1,000 times. Got to be careful with what we do here, and we're going to do it lawfully. That's all I'm telling you, okay? Let's go to the next point here. Just this week alone, speaking of some of these extorted men, yes, absolutely, nobody calls it out more than we do. Isn't it interesting to note who's illegally driving and forcing the sodomite agenda towards children? And it's with a question mark I ask you, who's doing it more than your said representative government? No one is. No one is. You just heard during the break, we have this. Everything about Mike DeWine is wrong. If you've not seen Conspiracy of Silence, you have to watch it. There was a kid named Paul Benatti who's still alive, that talks about how kids were stole by the FBI and they were flown into Washington, D.C. and they were trafficked. This was back in the 80s. This was going on in the 70s as well. They were extorted. They would film these said representatives so they could control them. They would film them in their crimes with children. This is almost common knowledge now, okay? But Paul Benatti had brought up in Conspiracy of Silence, and there's many videos that you can watch of him, where he's talking about how he was sold to governors throughout the United States of America. They were all extorted sodomites. When you have a said governor like this guy right here, Republican governor vetoes ban on sex changes for minors at the 11th hour, like that of none other than Mike DeWine, which, by the way, if you have any discernment in any sense of the word, everything about this guy is wrong. He is, you mark my words, he is extorted from A to Z. Why would a said governor open up sex change operations for little kids? Number one. Number two, maybe I should put that as number two, and this is number one. Where does the state have children? Where does the state have delegated authority to assert parental authority? Where are the governors getting this authority to go ahead and implement sex change operations for children? I can tell you. Again, off the ignorance of the American people that don't know the difference, this is felonious activity. This is the activity of a felony. Folks, how many people are in prison right now for advocating for crimes that Mike DeWine is? The prisons are filled with them. At least for a minute, until other prisoners get a hold of them. But I want you to go ahead and check this out. This is a said good guy, governor out of Ohio. And I want you to listen to this report because, it's unbelievable. But as I said during the end of the last segment, Karl Neutz, he was the wannabe Führer after Adolf Hitler back in that regime, He's the guy that said it was the politicians that brought in these disgusting crimes. They were the ones that created the war. What's happening today? Exactly the same thing.
Ohio Republican governor, so-called Mike DeWine, has just vetoed an Ohio House bill that would have banned kids, from getting sex reassignment surgery and puberty blockers. The bill he vetoed would have also banned trans athletes from playing in girls' sports in schools and colleges. But he refused.
These are all crimes.
Leaving girls at the risk of being, you know, really uncomfortable in locker rooms and at risk of being beat out by trans athletes with a legitimate physical advantage. DeWine fell for the left's trans industrial.
Listen to this. There is no difference. Are you sick of this?
For years, they've told us that kids under the age of 18 need to get hormone therapies and reassignment surgeries because it's a matter of life and death.
Okay, so it's a matter of life and death, but this is the same government that advocates the murder of over 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. Do you not see what's happening? These governors are the ones that are creating the crimes. And this guy here, with all due respect, thanks for bringing this to the light, but the fact of the matter is when you sit there and you talk about the left-right, this is what's dividing people. They don't realize it doesn't exist. What he's highlighting right now, this said anchor, he's highlighting the crimes, the felonious crimes of a governor. The governor has no say-so. He has no power to lawfully implement any of this. This means they're going to steal your money, just like I was talking about earlier, and they're going to go ahead and pay for kids that want to be the opposite sex for what they call their gender surgeries. There's trans takeover, there's this, that, and the other thing. All of it's crime. Look at your state statute. And here's the other thing. If the American people would just take it to their local levels, and we do this incrementally, little by little, and hold these people accountable for their crimes, that's a sure way to deal with all of this. The governor, the said governor in Minnesota, who was not voted in by the people, nor was the attorney general, he did the same thing. They even went so far in the state of Minnesota to say that if your kid wants to do it, he wants to be a girl and she wants to be a boy, that if you don't let them do it, we'll just steal your kid. We'll kidnap your child. Oh my goodness. We had Walter Hudson on talking about that. So I put the question to him. I said, so Walter, what would you do if it was your kid? Walter Hudson said, the state representative said, I don't want to say on the broadcast. Well, then how is it that you're allowing the government to say it, namely the governor? Why is it that you're standing back and allowing him to say it and implement crimes in usurping authority over the parents in stealing the kids to give them an operation because the kid wants one? Oh. Remember what I said? Carl Doyne had said, it's the politicians that created, they were the ones that brought in these disgusting crimes. They are the ones that created the war. Are you listening? It's exactly what it is. Folks, they're just going to bend the wrong parents. And what they'll do is then they'll demonize the parents for standing up on the behalf of the children, their own children. And then they'll try to wash their hands of that by trying to get you to believe that the parents were wrong for standing up and protecting their child from the state who's trying to pervert them. When the state has no children. Yes, this is how confusing it can get. Okay? I want to go back to this because that's just the tip of the iceberg. So we have DeWine vetoing a bill that would ban sex changes for minors. No such thing. No such thing. This is way beyond their scope of authority. This is criminal activity, okay? Then we find across the northern border, and I'll highlight this in a moment as well, this is all just within 1 week, okay? I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment and show you how the politicians are, in fact, the ones creating the crimes and creating the war, just like they did in Adolf Hitler's time. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is crazy. Okay, so hey, folks, we're talking about what Carol Doinitz said. He was a wannabe Führer after Adolf Hitler. And he's the guy that said back in the 30s it was the politicians that created the crimes. It was the politicians that created the war. He called them disgusting crimes. It's what's happening here. And for those that didn't know, do consider that the SS, they were masculine sodomites. And it's exactly the way your government's been set up. So far so that the heads of your military branches are men dressed up as women. You've allowed it to go a step further than what Adolf Hitler even did. See, they're in a rush. They're trying to get all of this done within the next 7 years. You need to pay attention, folks. That's why they're bringing all these illegals in right now. They want to overthrow the American people. And that's exactly what they'll do if the American people continuously stand down. Can only say that for so long, friends, before it's dead air. Okay? But again, this is the message that either you receive or you reject. If you reject it, it's to your own demise. That's not my message. Let's go over to this one. This is one in American News. Did you see this? A 50-year-old man dressed as a woman. The headline is 50-year-old trans swimmer shares locker room with teen girls, competes against them. That is a felonious activity. That is a felony. Guy like that goes to prison. He ain't going to make it very long, friends. Rest assured, okay? But they're trying to normalize it here with you and me, right? Here's another one. This is just within a week. I want you to see this as well. Disney employee faces... Gosh... folks, again, you almost have to laugh. What has become of the American people. This is one of hundreds of employees from the parks, from Disney to SeaWorld to Universal. Hundreds of their employees busted in child trafficking, sex porn. This guy that you're looking at right now, Disney employee, faces 32 counts of child pornography. You guys know that pornography was illegal all the way up until 1968. In the sight of God, it still is. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed the act of adultery. He said, what is it for a man? He said, it's better for you to take out one of your eyeballs and cast it to the ground and go into heaven maimed rather than go into hell with both of them. How many of you would sell your eyeballs for $1 million or $10 million or $30 million? They're priceless, aren't they? That's what the Lord's trying to show you. But see, we have in a system, we've allowed a system in this country to go ahead and advocate whatever their filthy, rotten, reprobate, deprived minds can think up. But again, if you take the time to see what the law says, friends, our laws condemn all of this. All of this. Here's another one. This is the one I want you to see. I hope you're sitting down. Yesterday when I highlighted this fairly quickly, I thought this was in Canada for some reason, but it wasn't in Canada. It was actually in Virginia. Did you know that the Virginia school in America, only in America, we have a fat, bald sodomite with an on the right swearing in on this as a school board member on, listen carefully, child porn books found within the library of that school. Don't believe me? I love when people challenge me. I really do. Here you go. Here you go. All filmed for you, friends.
Repeat after me, please.
Carl Frisch.
I, Carl V. Frisch, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Guy on the left's a man.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth.
Three sodomites.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully.
Brazenly telling you
all the duties.
Why they're there and what they're doing.
Incumbent upon me as the Providence Magisterial District Member.
Incumbent upon me as the Providence Magisterial District Member
to the Fairfax County.
Only in America.
Fairfax County School Board.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations. We have another sodomite as a school board member swearing in on child porn found within the library. Y'all know where this is going to go, right? Let me say it again. The would-be fair. Carl Doinitz said, it's the politicians that created these disgusting crimes. They were the ones that created the war. That's where this is going. You're, Americans, listen to me. Go ahead and mark it. You're not getting out of this. It's gone too far. It's gone way too far. You have corruption within the halls of your government because of the corruption found within the church who's failed to take responsibility. Oh, folks, they're silent as could be. They have no idea what Protestant means. They have not a clue what it means to reprove darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Nope, not at all. But I'll tell you what, the heathen will do it, because I want to make clear before we end the show today that not everybody, not even close, not everybody's going to pretend with these criminals, and criminals there. They're sick-minded reprobates. Reprobate means abandoned to their sin. Read Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. Did you guys see the video of the said man dressed as a woman getting mad at the employees at Delta? I'm not defending Delta whatsoever, friends. But this man dressed as a woman started going after those that were checking him in, and he didn't like it. He wanted to be called a woman. And interestingly enough, the Delta employee shuts him down real quick. You want to see this? I know you do. Be encouraged.
When a Delta employee misgenders you intentionally.
While he's talking, you're talking.
You just misgendered me again.
Okay.
multiple times.
Gotcha.
Both of you have.
Sorry. Wasn't intentional, but if you want to take it personal, that's also...
Well, she did do it intentionally twice.
Gotcha. You're talking to me, too.
You said she, and then you said he.
You're being condescending, and if you want to continue,
ooh,
I have full authority to escort you out the building right this moment, if you want to play that game with me.
Okay.
Would you like to continue 3 days before Christmas? I really don't mind.
I'm good. I'll just put this on.
And what about when...
See, folks, people, do you realize these people going around, these distorted, mentally ill reprobates? See, they don't understand that it's better for them, as Scripture tells us, and I'm talking about the whole lot of these sick-minded jokers, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Why do they go for the little ones? Because they're more godlike. They're more innocent. The model of heaven is a child. Who does Satan want? Who do you think? Why do you think he wants to kill him in the womb, friends? And he's got enough minions in this country to go ahead and give him a pass in doing so. But going back to the point here, friends, not everybody's going to pretend with them. What they're doing, friends, and just keep letting them do what they want to do until they're dealt with lawfully. And what I'm saying here, friends, is that's all they're doing is creating more enemies. They're trying to force people to pretend with them, to be guilty of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. Well, they can go ahead and do that all that they want to, but it ain't going to work here neither. It ain't going to work. America, I love you with my heart. I love you by what I do every day of my life, 1 John 3:18. We need more of you out there. We need you to get it right. But I can't write you. I can't do it for you. Only the Lord can. As I said earlier, this is not a job that you apply for. It's one that you respond to because you love the one that gave you the job. That's what we're doing here. The fact of the matter is we can do this. It's not going to be easy. I'm telling you, judgment's going to fall. Sooner or later, we're going to see the sword. Again, just go ahead and read your Bibles. Go ahead and call me whatever you want now. But when it happens, don't tell me I didn't tell you. We're under seven times worse judgment than we were 3 years ago, than we were 20 years ago. Notice how the judgments are increasing and they're getting worse, not better. That's because the people aren't responding. Again, read Amos 4 when you get a moment. And you can see who's behind all of this. The Lord is in control of all of it. The bad guys are in control of nothing. They think they are, but they're not. God has never used a majority to prevail. He's always used a minority to prevail, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And many people look at what's going on in this country right now as very fearful. And it is in many ways. But I want to say this in a positive sense, in a spiritual sense. What an opportunity that we have to make the world new. And the way that we make it new, like that of Thomas Paine when he said that over 250 years ago, when he wrote Common Sense, keep in mind, they sought the Lord. And when we're talking about new, we're just talking about that reformation I was talking about earlier and going back to the old paths and doing it the way that the Lord instituted this government and the purpose for it and getting it right so we can hand off a clean slate to our posterity. Because if we don't do it, nobody's going to. And if not you, then who? Love you by what we do. Have a good new year.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.